Here's your Sunday morning devotional with Dr. Dan Haefeli, pastor of Maranatha Baptist Church at 3400 DeWitt Avenue in Mattoon.
Morning, everybody. It's good to be with you today. I'm going to talk about getting rid of the weights in our lives. And I'm not talking about your physical weight, but more about spiritual kinds of weights, things that slow you down, maybe to keep you from accomplishing everything you need to accomplish. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12 that we should lay aside those weights and the sin which does so easily beset us. And how do we get rid of those things? Oftentimes we try to label them. We call them sicknesses, or we call them addictions, or some other such thing. And the Bible calls them weights, things that hold us back. So I want to give you a tip for how to get rid of those weights. Here's the tip. Matthew 26, verse 41, Jesus said, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Here's Jesus just getting ready to go to the cross. Before he goes to the cross, he finds himself in the Garden of Gethsemane. There, he's wrestling with his flesh. Yes, I'm talking about Jesus, the Son of God, wrestling with his flesh. And he found victory, just like you and I can find victory, and he found it in an interesting place, that is, in prayer. He prayed about it. Have you ever felt like, boy, I've got the victory over everything in my life, I'm just going to have a great day, and then you got out of bed, and the day didn't go as you'd planned? Well, here's the thing. What he's saying is your spirit is willing. Your spirit's always willing to do right, but your flesh is not always in agreement. I mean, you may want to do that diet, but boy, you're still hungry. So when you're facing that situation or that circumstance, Jesus said this, watch and pray. Pray, spend time praying, talking to God, meditating on his word, and you'll find out you've got a secret weapon to help you fight off those temptations. I got to get out of here. God bless you and have a great day, okay?